M. Ward is a singer-songwriter based in Portland, Oregon, who's just released his seventh album called Hold Time. Last year, Ward collaborated on an album with the actress and singer Zooey Deschanel, taking the name She and Him. He's toured with the White Stripes and My Morning Jacket, but doesn't seem tempted to join a band. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Ward's talent as a singular solo voice is its own reward.
When you're absolute beginners, it's a panoramic view from Her Majesty Mount Zion, and the kingdom is for you.
M. Ward begins his new album with a song called For Beginners that uses the phrase absolute beginners as its chorus. Singing in his perpetually adolescent-sounding drawl, the 30-something Ward doesn't seem to be tipping his musical cap to either Colin McInnes's 1959 novel about adolescence or to David Bowie's 1980s song of the same name. But you never know. For Ward, all options are always open. And as in the work of McInnes and Bowie, an absolute beginner is someone open to love, destined to have his heart broken.
And he shifts in his sleep and the earth begins to quake. Yeah, he shifts in his sleep and the earth begins to quake. So how much difference could it possibly make? How much effort could it possibly take to save me, to save me, to save me, just to save me, save me from sailing over the edge?
Throughout most of his career, Ward has made music that falls pretty squarely in the folk rock genre and the subdivision of mopey sincerity. But on this album, he has some welcome fun with other genres, performers, and writers. The song I just played, To Save Me, sounds like a salute to Phil Spector and Beach Boys records, full of multiple-tracked M. Ward harmonies and driving piano and drums. He also offers this fine version of Buddy Holly's Rave On, in which the raving has been burned off. What's left is a loping down the road genial quality that radiates a rare happiness. This album probably features more cover versions of songs than any other M. Ward album, one of them so unusual, I'm going to play you the original first for comparison. In 1958, Don Gibson hit the top of the country charts with this song, Oh Lonesome Me.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free.
Now listen to what M. Ward has done to that song. He's slowed down the melody, stripping it of the chipperness that Don Gibson used to contradict his lonesomeness. Ward has enlisted Lucinda Williams, that mistress of draggy despair, to turn Oh Lonesome Me into a real hymn to isolation.
Everybody's going out having fun. I'm a fool for staying home, having none. I can't get over how I got set free. Oh.
Although Hold Time has its share of downer moments, on Blake's Door he quotes the British poet that death is a door, adding, "You'll be waiting on the other side." But for the most part, M, the initial stands for Matt, makes this collection a musical road trip, crossing the country for different styles, lighting out for territory where he can meet new people to sing with, to romance, to break up with, and dive into any nearby recording studio to set down his latest meditations on the footloose Romeo's life. And it sounds like a good, enviable life. A Shangri-La, in fact.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Hold Time by M. Ward. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Joan Tui Westman, Sam Brigger, Jonathan Menhivar, John Myers, and John Sheehan. I'm Terry Gross.
Up on the sun, this time tomorrow, fly, walk, or run, but this time no sorrow. First stop, Jackson, next stop, Shangri-La. And I cannot wait to see the expression on the face of my sweet Lord. And back on the train, this time tomorrow, by foot, wheel, or sail, but this time no sorrow. First stop, Jackson, next stop, Shangri-La. And I cannot wait to see the expression on the face of my sweet Lord. No, I cannot wait to hear you call my name.